Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Russia's political drama continues, with a top aide to Boris Yeltsin now saying he'd rather meet President Clinton in Moscow next month than in Vancouver. The White House says such a request would be considered. Without taking sides, the Russian Orthodox Church has appealed to politicians to end a showdown, which Patriarch Alexei II said could destroy Russia. More from Jonathan Sanders.
For a few hours this morning, it looked like the Kremlin crisis might be easing up a bit. At dawn, the Constitutional Court emerged from an all-night meeting. According to the court, President Boris Yeltsin violated the Constitution by announcing a special period of presidential rule. But the court did not cite Yeltsin for committing an impeachable offense. That ruling seemed to open the way for a compromise between the president and the mostly anti-Yeltsin parliament. Brooking no compromise, the parliament's chairman, Ruslan Khasbolatov, charged Yeltsin with attempting a coup. The fiery chairman told a news conference that the West's support for Yeltsin was based on, quote, the distorted notion that there is a struggle going on between reformers and conservatives in Russia. Khasbolatov called an emergency session of the parliament, but it lasted only 17 minutes. Deputies objected to discussing Yeltsin's impeachment on the day that he buried his mother. One of Yeltsin's most vocal critics insisted the parliament extend its condolences to the president. Perhaps hopes for compromise are not dead yet. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
This is Bill Plant at the White House. The Clinton administration continues to support Boris Yeltsin, but it's making clear that support is for the process of continued democratic reform in Russia, rather than just for Yeltsin himself. That's the message Russian Foreign Minister Andrei Kosarev will get today from Secretary of State Warren Christopher. And it's the message Mr. Clinton will deliver in the first formal news conference of his administration. That's scheduled for this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. That's mid-evening on Moscow's clock, and the timing is no accident. Yeltsin has been asking for a very public declaration of support from the U.S. and its president, and the news conference has been scheduled to give Mr. Clinton a chance to do just that. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
But former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger says President Clinton should not hug Yeltsin too tightly.
I think we ought to be careful not to get ourselves too much tied to one leader, because the outcome of this is, A, unpredictable. Secondly, I don't believe that Yeltsin can win without the support of the army. And I don't think he can get the support of the army without promising them a more nationalistic direction, at least towards the other republics of the former Soviet Union. And I don't think we could go along with that.
According to a senior French military source, former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev is being considered as a United Nations envoy to oversee UN activities in what was Yugoslavia. In the occupied West Bank today, a Jewish settler shot and killed a Palestinian teenager who was tied up hand and foot by other settlers after a stabbing. It's 3:30 past the hour.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
Do you have creditors hounding you day and night? Do they call your job, your home, your neighbors? Are you being threatened with lawsuits, wage garnishment, or foreclosure? If so, get ready to take down an important number. There are federal bankruptcy laws which allow you to wipe the slate clean and get a fresh start. My name is Michael Grodzki, and I've been a lawyer for 25 years. Why not put our legal power into your hands and assert your rights? I invite your call to 1-800-660-6306 for a free telephone consultation. Are you running a business with financial problems? We may be able to help your business and save the jobs it provides. Call 1-800-660-6306. Speak to a dedicated professional. It's no sin to have money problems, but it's almost criminal not to protect yourself. Our number again is 1-800-660-6306.
Cleveland Indian pitchers Steve Olin and Tim Cruz are dead, and a third, Bob Ojeda, is injured after a boating accident last night in Central Florida. The three were on a fishing boat that sped into a dock at Little Lake Nellie near Claremont. State Fish and Game spokeswoman Debbie Stewart.
The boat went up underneath the dock in between the pilings and somewhat took a few pilings out. So whether they were standing up or sitting up, their heads hit underneath the dock as the boat went under.
Olin was killed instantly. Cruz suffered major head injuries, and spokesman Joe Brown of the Orlando Regional Medical Center said he died early this morning.
Mr. Cruz passed away at 5:40 this morning, primarily a result of head injuries. He suffered a fracture to the head and also a closed head injury. Both were very significant, and as a result, he never regained consciousness.
Ojeda was treated for head lacerations and is reported in stable condition. Officials in the Los Angeles suburb of Lakewood say charges will not be filed against at least four of nine teenagers arrested in an alleged sex-for-points scheme involving girls as young as 10. Of the nine youths arrested last week, two remain in custody. A spokeswoman for the DA's office said while charges of unlawful intercourse could have been proven, if the minors are close in age and have similar social experience, we don't normally file charges. For 2,300 students in Kalkaska, Michigan, summer vacation starts tomorrow. The school system is out of money after voters, like retired auto worker Stanley Chilson, last week rejected a hike in the property tax.
We've just given, given until it hurts. We just don't have the money. In Kalkaska County, we have a lot of retired people. We also have a lot of people out of work. We have families who have a husband and wife are both working. The wages up here are terrible. They're minimal wages, and they're just scratching to make a living.
Third grade teacher Ann Coleman says it's not fair to the kids.
I'm really frustrated right now. I'm not feeling like it's the end of the year. You know, this to me just does not feel right. I don't feel justice is being done for the children's sake.
The closure probably violates state law, but officials say it's cheaper to pay a $5,000 a day fine than to keep the schools open. Dominican Carlos Santana was executed by lethal injection overnight in Huntsville, Texas, for the 1981 killing of an armored car security guard. The time now, 6:30 past the hour.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Qualitex wants 10 homes that need painting and 10 homeowners who never want to paint again. Why repaint every few years when you can texture coat with Qualitex? Qualitex will sandblast and repair all the cracks. Qualitex will water seal and apply textured coating 20 times thicker than paint and will finish the trim. Within 10 days, you'll have a home that looks like new. And textured coating is guaranteed to last at least 15 years. And now for a Qualitex 10 Homes in 10 Days Spring Special. You'll receive a 50% material discount and have no payments for 3 months. And here's more good news. Qualitex installs double pane replacement windows, garden windows, bay windows, and sliding doors. So if you need textured coating or replacement windows, call 1-800-672-3636 for a free estimate. Call 1-800-672-3636. Qualitex, it isn't just paint. 1-800-672-3636. Operators are standing by to take your call. 1-800-672-3636.
Published reports say President Clinton's top choice to run the FBI is Massachusetts Superior Court Judge Richard Stearns, a fellow Rhodes Scholar in 1968. The Wall Street Journal reports William Sessions will not be replaced as FBI director until after the Texas cult standoff ends. In the Rodney King beating trial, questions of how much is enough, David Dow is covering.
Prosecutors will be back to challenge the defense use of force expert, Police Sergeant Charles Duke, who's endorsed the tactics used in subduing Rodney King. Duke will be followed by the first defendant to testify, Sergeant Stacy Kuhn, the man in charge the night King was arrested. Kuhn has written a book since his acquittal in last year's state trial, and he's publicly attacked a fellow sergeant who testified against the four defendants, saying he prostituted himself. Kuhn's testimony is expected to be a rerun. He'll contend the baton blows and kicks against King were a last resort after less violent tactics failed, that he ordered the beating ended the moment King said, "Please stop." David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
From Oliver North last night, a public apology for ridiculing gays at a recent GOP roast. He called it a serious mistake. Roman Catholic officials in eight cities have rejected church newspaper ads for Father Andrew Greeley's latest novel, Fall from Grace, deals with sexual abuse by priests. The dollar is lower in Europe after hitting a new record low in Tokyo of 115.33 yen. Steve Herman reports.
The fall of the dollar to its record low close in Tokyo is a mixed blessing for Americans. For the businessman trying to sell his products here, it is something to cheer, as U.S.-made goods will become cheaper for Japanese consumers. But for the tourist arriving with dollars, already expensive Japan becomes even pricier. 20,000 yen a night for a modest big-city hotel room converts to about $175. The Japanese government, which earlier had encouraged a stronger yen, thinks the currency now has increased against the dollar too much too quickly. The finance minister says the yen's appreciation is hurting Japanese exporters. Market players predict the dollar will continue to sink until the American and Japanese governments explicitly indicate an ideal exchange rate level, something they've been reluctant to do so far. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
In London today, gold is down 70 cents, and on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3.78. Checking the time on the roundup, it's 10 minutes past the hour.